Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for elementary students, and it's useful language. Useful language. Lenguaje útil. Okay, I'm going to read out sentences that can help you understand when we use some tricky verbs. Cuando usamos unos verbos un poco liosos o liantes. Some tricky verbs like see, look, and watch on the one hand, and on the other hand, hear and listen to. So the verbs in Spanish are el verbo ver, see, look at, mirar, or watch, ver o mirar, and the verbs hear and listen to. Hear, escuchar. Oír, ver es la idea de oír, aunque se diga también escuchar. And listen to, ¿qué es escuchar, escuchar? Bueno, in English it's different, so don't think about literal translation from Spanish, okay? Porque no te escucho, no te oigo, in Spanish is the same, but in English it's only possible to say, I can't hear you, okay? I can't hear you. Okay, so I am not going to explain, because if I explain, you get nervous and you go blank in your mind, right? So I'm not going to explain. I'm going to say some sentences in English and you listen and repeat and listen and repeat and listen and repeat, okay? Listen to this episode several times and then later I can explain, or I will explain, okay? Listen and repeat. With the verb see, S-E-E, the verb see, we can say, please move, I can't see. Please move, I can't see. In Spanish, that is, anda, quítate de ahí, que no veo. Okay? I can't see the whiteboard, and I need to copy the lesson plan. Or if you are at home, I can't see the TV set. Okay? Move, move. I can't see. I can't see. Another example is imagine I am going to take a picture, a photograph, a picture of you, of people in class. And I say, let's take a picture of the group. Let's take a picture of the group. Then I say, Pepe, I can't see you. I can't see you. Move to the front. Move to the front. So, Pepe, so vamos a tomar una foto de grupo. Pepe, que no te veo. Ponte adelante. Okay? So, that's what the teacher says. I'm going to repeat. Let's take a picture of the group. Pepe, I can't see you. Move to the front, please. Again, let's take a picture of the group. Pepe, I can't see you. Move to the front, please. Okay? And then Pepe says, can you see me now? Can you see me now? Okay, we use the verb see, not look. Okay, not look. Can you see me now? Because if you are not blind, si no estás ciega, si no estás ciego, if you are not blind, you see. Okay? So this is the idea. This is the idea. It's an involuntary action. Can you see me now? ¿Me ves ahora? Yes, perfect. Now, everybody say cheese. In English, people say cheese when people take pictures. So, another example. With the verb see, S-E-E, S-E-E, is this. It's dangerous to drive when you can't see properly. It's dangerous to drive when you can't see properly. Es peligroso conducir cuando no ves bien. So, see is an involuntary action. If you are not blind, you see. Okay? Then, metaphorically, in a conversation, we can use I see to indicate that we are listening, okay? For example, somebody's telling you a story, and then you say, I see. In Spanish, we say, ya, or sí, sí, or entiendo, or ya veo, okay? It's just a little comment to indicate that you are paying attention. Okay, so that's see, okay? I can't see, can you see? Now, the verb here, H-E-A-R, here, we use the verb here when we are not deaf, D-E-A-F, sordos, sordas, okay? We hear. If we are not deaf, we hear, okay? It's an involuntary action. Examples. Can you speak up, please? I can't hear. Can you speak up, please? I can't hear. ¿Puedes hablar más alto, por favor? No oigo. Okay? Another way of saying the same idea. Can you speak a bit louder, please? I can't hear. Can you speak a bit louder, please? I can't hear. Okay? It's the same. So, can you speak up, please? I can't hear. Can you speak up, please? I can't hear. Or, can you speak a bit louder, please? I can't hear. Can you speak a bit louder, please? I can't hear. Also, with the volume of the TV set or of the computer, whatever. Can you turn the volume up a bit, please? We can't hear. Can you turn the volume up a bit, please? We can't hear. Turn it up a bit. Turn it up a bit, please. Súbelo un poco, porfa. O lo puedes subir un poco, porfa, que no oímos. Can you turn the volume up a bit, please? Turn it up a bit, please. We can't hear. We can't hear. And there are more sentences with hear, where you can use hear. For example, did you hear the news? Did you hear the news? Eso es como, ¿te has enterado de las noticias? Isa and Marta are going to have a baby. Isa and Marta are going to have a baby. Para te has enterado de las noticias, we use the verb hear. Did you hear the news? Did you hear the news? Or, for example, the teacher says this in class. When you hear your name, say, it's me. When you hear your name, say, it's me. That's when I call your name, right? When I call your name, say, it's me, okay? Or when you hear the beep, please leave a message. When you hear the beep, please leave a message. Cuando oigas el pitido, por favor, deja un mensaje. Okay, so see, I can't see, and hear, I can't hear, is about involuntary actions, okay, when you cannot physically see or hear something, someone, okay? Now, we are going to consider the verbs connected to voluntary actions. Actions that you want to do, okay? You want to perform. So, for example, look and listen. Look at something, look at someone, or listen to something, or listen to someone. Look and listen always carry the preposition if you mention who or what, okay? Who or what. So, for example, I say, look, look. Look is okay. Look, mira. But if I say, mírame, I have to say, look at me, look at me, look at me, okay? Listen, listen, escucha, listen. But if I say, escúchame, I have to say, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me, with the prepositions, okay? So you have, look at me, or don't look at me, you're making me nervous. Don't look at me, you're making me nervous, or listen to me, but don't listen to them. Don't listen to them, okay? Now, pay attention to this. With photos and pictures, photos, paintings, pictures, we only use the verb look. For example, what are you doing? We are looking at some photos. What are you doing? We are looking at some photos. Estamos viendo unas fotos. You cannot say we are seeing photos. That's wrong in English, okay? And you cannot say we are watching photos either, okay? That's wrong. With photos and paintings and pictures, we use look at. So we say, we are looking at some photos. Or another example, what are you doing? We are looking at this amazing painting by Leonora Carrington. We are looking at this amazing painting by Leonora Carrington. Okay? Now, with people, we look at people. So, for example, if I say, who are you looking at? Imagine that you are in a window. Imagine you're looking out the window. Imagine you're looking out of the window. Okay? Or imagine that you are looking at somebody in a party, in a room full of people. Okay? And I say, who are you looking at? Who are you looking at? ¿A quién estás mirando? Who are you looking at? Who are you looking at? And then you say, for instance, I'm looking at those children in the park. I'm looking at those children in the park. This means that you are just looking, okay? You are looking out the window, you see a park, you see some children playing in the park, and you look at them, okay? So you are just looking. I'm looking at those children in the park. So we look at people, okay? We see people if we are not blind. We look at people when we direct our attention to people. And then what about watching people? Oh, wait a moment. Let me finish this part and later on I will explain the difference with watch, okay? Let's continue with look. So we look at photos, we look at pictures, at paintings, then we look at people, but we watch TV, okay? We watch TV or we watch movies or films. So, for instance, you get home and the TV is on and you ask your family, what are you watching? What are you watching? And then they say, we are watching a movie. Or, I am watching a very interesting program. It's a neuroscience documentary. I'm watching a very interesting program. It's a neuroscience documentary. So, that's about look, some examples when we use the verb look. And now, when we use the verb listen, okay? For instance, when we ask, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? ¿Qué escuchas? ¿Qué estás escuchando? ¿Okay? ¿O qué oyes? ¿Qué estás oyendo? A veces lo decimos así en español también. Or, who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? ¿A quién estás escuchando? And then you can say, I'm listening to Miles Davis. It's the album called Sketches of Spain. I'm listening to Miles Davis. It's the album called Sketches of Spain. Estoy escuchando a Miles Davis, okay? Or another example, you are not listening to me. You are not listening to me. No me estás escuchando. You are not listening to me. Or the question, right? Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? And then another example. She is listening to her audio CDs now. Don't interrupt her. She is listening to her audio CDs now. Don't interrupt her. Okay, so now the last point is I'm going to explain the difference between look and watch, okay? And later we will do a recap, a recapitulation. Looking at people or watching people? Looking at people or watching people, okay? I say, look at me, look at me. This means direct your attention to me. Direct your attention to me, okay? But if I say, watch me, not look at me, but watch me, this is different. If I say, look at me, I mean direct your attention to me. But if I say, watch me, I want you to pay attention to me because I am going to do something very interesting. Okay, watch me. And then maybe I sing a song or I juggle. Juggle is hacer juegos malabares. Okay, of course, the usual sentence is look at me, not watch me. Okay, watch me is for special occasions. When you have prepared a performance or something and you say, watch me, okay? So, do you remember the example, I am looking at those children in the park? Now, notice the difference with the following conversation, okay? Remember, what are you doing? I'm looking at those children in the park. And now, let's compare. If I say, what are you doing? And you say, I'm watching those children in the park. What's the difference between I'm looking at those children in the park and I'm watching those children in the park? If you say I'm watching those children in the park, it means I'm paying close attention. I'm paying very much attention. Okay, I'm paying close attention. So the person is going to ask you why, because it's not the usual, okay? Usually people say, I'm looking at those children. But if you say, I'm watching those children, the other person is going to ask you why. The other person is going to be curious because it means that you are paying close attention. And the answer to this question, why are you watching those children? Can be because I want to know why they are laughing. Because I want to know why they are laughing. Okay? So when you watch somebody, do you pay close attention to what the person is doing and saying? Okay? Because you want to pay close attention. It's not just looking. Okay? Actually, the police, you know, the police, the group of police officers, the police is the group. When the police watches people, it means that they are doing an investigation, right? For instance, the police is watching my neighbor. He is a wanted criminal in Britain. The police is watching my neighbor. He is a wanted criminal in Britain. La policía está vigilando a mi vecino porque es un criminal muy buscado en Gran Bretaña. So let's do a recapitulation. How do you say, por favor, quítate que no veo? Please move, I can't see. Please move, I can't see. How do you say, Pepe, que no te veo, ponte adelante. Pepe, I can't see you, move to the front. Pepe, I can't see you, move to the front. How do you say, me ves ahora? Me ves ahora? Can you see me now? Can you see me now? How do you say, es peligroso conducir cuando no se ve bien? Cuando no ves bien. It's dangerous to drive when you can't see properly. It's dangerous to drive when you can't see properly. How do you say, ah, sí, ah, ya, vale, bien, cuando estás siguiendo una conversación? I see, okay? Now, how do you say, ¿puedes hablar más alto, por favor? No oigo. Can you speak up, please? I can't hear. Can you speak up, please? I can't hear. ¿Y cómo se puede decir de otra manera? Lo mismo. Can you speak a bit louder, please? I can't hear. Can you speak a bit louder, please? I can't hear. Can you speak a bit louder, please? Es más amable. Es more polite. Okay? In class, you can say, can you speak up, please? I can't hear. But at work, okay, at work, in a formal situation, it's better that you say, can you speak a bit louder, please? Or could you speak a bit louder, please? I can't hear, okay? How do you say, ¿puedes subir el volumen un poco, porfa, que no oímos? Can you turn the volume up a bit, please? We can't hear. Can you turn the volume up a bit, please? We can't hear. Can you turn the volume up a bit, please? We can't hear. Up a bit, up a bit, up a bit. And then, can you turn the volume up a bit, please? We can't hear. Can you turn the volume up a bit, please? We can't hear. See the music? See the music? Okay. Then, how do you say, ¿has oído las noticias? ¿O has oído la noticia? Did you hear the news? Did you hear the news? Did you hear the news? How do you say, cuando escuchas tu nombre, di que estás en clase, que estás ahí? When you hear your name, say, it's me. When you hear your name, say, it's me. Cuando escuche la señal, por favor, deje un mensaje. When you hear the beep, please leave a message. When you hear the beep, please leave a message. How do you say, mírame, mírame? Look at me, look at me. Mira ese gatito, mira ese gatito. Look at that kitty, look at that kitty. No me mires, que me pones nerviosa. Don't look at me, you're making me nervous, 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 nervous. Don't look at me, you're making me nervous. Don't look at me, you're making me nervous. How do you say escuchadme o escúchame? Listen to me, listen to me. How do you say no les escuches? Don't listen to them, don't listen to them, them. Okay, don't listen to them. How do you say estamos viendo unas fotos? We are looking at some photos. We are looking at some photos. How do you say estamos viendo este cuadro alucinante de Leonora Carrington? We are looking at this amazing painting by Leonora Carrington. We are looking at this amazing painting by Leonora Carrington. How do you say a quién miras? A quién estás mirando? Who are you looking at? Who are you looking at? How do you say, estoy mirando a esos niños o esas niñas del parque? I'm looking at those children in the park. I'm looking at those children in the park. How do you say, ¿qué estáis viendo? Referente a la tele. What are you watching? What are you watching? Estamos viendo una película. We are watching a movie. We are watching a movie. Or in British English, we are watching a film. We are watching a film. Or, estoy viendo un programa muy interesante. Es un documental de neurociencia. I'm watching a very interesting program. I'm watching a very interesting program. Interesting. Interesting. I'm watching a very interesting program. It's a neuroscience documentary. It's a neuroscience documentary. Now, listen to. ¿Qué estás escuchando? ¿Qué estás escuchando? What are you listening to? What are you listening to? Oh, ¿a quién estás escuchando? Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Estoy escuchando a Miles Davis. I'm listening to Miles Davis. I'm listening to Miles Davis. How do you say, no me estás escuchando? You are not listening to me. you are not listening to me. How do you say, me estáis escuchando o me estás escuchando, ¿no? Como el inglés está chupado, sirve para las dos. ¿Me estáis escuchando? Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? And how do you say, está escuchando sus CDs del audio, así que no la interrumpas ahora. She is listening to her audio CDs now. 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 Don't interrupt her. Don't interrupt her. If you want to say it in the masculine, you would say, he is listening to his audio CDs now. He is listening to his audio CDs now. Don't interrupt him. Don't interrupt him. Okay? And then last, watch me. Watch me. Mírame. Mírame que voy a hacer una cosa. Look at me es mírame. Solo. Just look. Pero watch me. Watch me es mírame que voy a hacer una cosa. Watch me. I'm going to do something interesting. I'm going to do something interesting. Okay? For example, I'm going to juggle. Voy a hacer juegos malabares. I'm going to juggle. Another example. What are you doing? I'm watching those children in the park. I'm watching those children in the park. And then, why? Because I want to know why they are laughing. Because I want to know why they are laughing. Okay? I'm looking at those children in the park is just looking. But if you say, I'm watching those children in the park, the other person is going to say, why? Why? Because they are very funny, because they are having a great time, because they are having great fun, because I want to know why they are laughing, okay? And last, the police is watching my neighbor. He is a wanted criminal in Britain. How do you say, la policía está vigilando a mi vecino? The police is watching my neighbor. Sorry, this was so long. I hope it's useful, okay? Have a wonderful bilingual weekend.